It's Saturday, the 14th of June, 2014. I'm Ruth, also known as the Geek Mummy, and this is episode 14 of App Talk, my daily podcast for the Audio Mo Challenge. Throughout the month of June, I'm recording a new podcast every day, and I'm talking about some of my favourite apps. Today, I'm going to talk about an app which I'm going to have problems with pronunciation all over the place. I apologise in advance to the developer if I'm pronouncing this wrong. It's an app called Farfaria, or Farfaria, F-A-R-F-A-R-I-A. And its full name, to be very formal about this whole thing, is Free Children's Books Farfaria. And it's developed by a developer called Intuary. Again, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly. I haven't selected a particularly good one for pronunciation here. It's available on both the iOS platform and the Android platform. As far as iOS is concerned, it's iPad only. It's only available on the iPad, requires iOS 5 or later, but it will run on the original iPad 1, for those of you out there who always want to know these things. On the Android side of things, that's a wider selection of devices. You will have to check individual device compatibility in the Google Play Store. It's a free app on both platforms, but that only gives you restricted access, and there is a monthly or annual subscription to unlock the whole thing completely, but I'll talk about that a little bit later on. So what is Farfaria? It is a library of children's books. It's got apparently more than 600 stories. I haven't counted them. And what I particularly like about this app as a children's reading app is that all the stories are graded according to reading level. Now, I don't know how the grading works. There are picture books which are marked as P, and then there are levels 1, 2, 3, and 4. I don't know if that's a standard scheme. It's not something I'm familiar with from working with my daughter or my son, but the books get progressively harder, and even if it's not a scheme per se that you're using, or even a registered scheme itself, it gives indications as to difficulty level of the books. So this really is an app for early readers moving to independent readers. It says that it's suitable for ages 2 to 9. Within the iOS App Store, it's actually marked in the kids section as an app for ages 6 to 8. I would say it very much depends on your child's reading ability. My 4-year-old son quite happily works through the picture books, and my 6-year-old daughter can read anything that's in the app. So you have to judge your own child's reading level, but it is pretty wide ranging, and it's a good collection of books. It's got the ability to add books to favourites so that you can access them offline at a later date, because to actually read the books you need to be connected to the internet. And all the books have a read to me option, and that's how my son likes to work through them at the moment. He's found out which buttons to press to get the stories read to him, and he loves just finding all the books on trucks and cars and having those read to him. So what do I like about this? I like that it's a huge collection of children's books. As I said before, I think it's the only app I'm aware of that actually marks children's reading books with a reading level, and that makes it really, really helpful for selecting suitable books for each of my kids. I love the read to me option, and I think the price is good as well. The free downloaded app allows you to read one book a day. If you want to read any more than that, there's a subscription which is either £2.49 a month or £27.99 a year, and that gives you completely unrestricted access to all the books. So there's only really two options. There's one free book a day or the £2.49 or £27.99 options for a subscription. The subscription can be managed throughout the app, and it can be cancelled at any time. Is there anything I think could be better about the app? The one thing that I think could be better is that it does have Facebook links, and I'm not sure that Facebook links have any place in an app that's aimed at children who are below the age to have a Facebook account. You know, Facebook accounts should not be given to the under 12s, and you know, this app says it markets itself at 2 to 9-year-olds. So I don't think it's appropriate, but the developer has put in Facebook links that allow you to share the books that you've read on Facebook. Now, to be fair, when you try to share something on Facebook, it prompts you to enter a year of birth to prove that you are an adult. But, you know, that doesn't overcome my "it shouldn't be there" thing. The other thing that, from my personal point of view, would be nice would be if there was a British English narration option instead of an American narration option, but I appreciate that we're a small island and you know, not as big an audience as the American audience. So, you know, I'm happy with my kids listening to American narration as well as British English. I know there are some people out there who don't, so it might be a factor for you guys. Parents, what do parents need to know? Well, there's no adverts, there's no in-app purchases apart from that ongoing subscription if you want to go for that. I've warned you about the Facebook sharing already. There is a settings section of the app which is protected. Again, you have to put in your year of birth to get into that, and that gives you the ability to manage your subscription, access the Farfaria blog, access their Facebook page, and read the legal and privacy information. So summary, what do I think? I love it. As a collection of books for early readers growing into confident readers, I think it's the best that I've found. Great selection, real variety of the books, there's all sorts in there, really good variety of reading levels, and of course everything's clearly marked with the reading levels so that you can confidently put stuff in front of your child that is the right level for them. In the interest of disclosure, I have had email discussions with the developer, and they did give me a free 3-month subscription for me to test the app out. When that expired, I have continued to pay for my own subscription because I think, you know, at £2.49 a month, having unlimited access to that number of books is really good. So just in the interest of disclosure, I have had a freebie on this one, but I continue to pay for it and I continue to use it and I continue to recommend it. So there we go. Thank you very much for listening. Please remember that all the information that I give at the time of recording is as correct as I can get it right now, but stuff changes in the App Store all the time. So please double check everything before you commit and don't just make a commit to purchase based on my recommendation. You can find all the episodes of App Talk at audioboo.fm/geekmummy, and they are also all being copied over to my blog at www.geekmummy.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. Bye for now.